Welcome back to Two in the Possible. It's Rashawn and my co-host,
Miss Melanie. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood. So we have been having beautiful weather with like spigots of rain sprinkled in. I also think, dear listeners, that you love that we start all of our podcasts with a weather report. I think it's fitting. Yeah, so it was almost 80 degrees yesterday here in Boston, and today it was 70 something, and it was delightful. Like, the weather has been great, except the trains are horrible because it's super hot and they're like weren't prepared for the heat, but it's still raining. Like, we get like 15 minutes of like rain, and there was like thunderstorms yesterday, but I guess summer is here, so yay. Just in time for Memorial Day. How's the weather where you are?
It was very hot the last couple days with random showers out of nowhere for like 10, 20 minutes. Then they'd be gone. Then it'd be a couple hours later, then another one will pop up.
Yeah, the weather's been very strange, but such is life. So let's jump in to the shuffle. What are the hot topics for the day? So you said something about Sony doing creating a new studio.
Yes, Sony Interactive has decided to create a film studio dedicated to all their properties that they have right now in the consoles. So God of War, Uncharted, Spider-Man franchise, stuff like
that. So is it the PlayStation console? Or does Sony have more than one console?
They have just the PlayStation console.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're like looking into certain properties to see if they can make them into viable television shows for possible streamings or even movie properties. I know Tom Holland is attached to the Uncharted series, and I just saw that they are looking to get the John Wick directors to do Just Cause, which is another Sony property, and that would be interesting to either do a television show or a movie property out of them.
So what is that video game about?
Uncharted itself is kind of like Indiana Jones.
Oh, okay. But
yeah, a lot of stuff of exploring tombs, treasure, but also sometimes a little mystical.
Oh, so there's like a magical, mystical element. That sounds cool. Are there any youth-friendly games that they might translate to children-friendly shows or movies?
They could do something like Crash Bandicoot.
What's that about?
Crash Bandicoot is about a bandicoot and his family and...
I'm sorry, what is a bandicoot?
I have no idea.
Okay.
but Crash has always been like a staple in the Naughty Dog family. And it's always been a game series that has been exclusive to Sony. But it's always been family friendly. They've had, it's like kind of a bootleg version of Mario.
Okay.
Yeah, and like they've had like Crash Racing, Crash Bash, stuff of like that nature of like the family party type of games you would play with your whole family.
Got you. Okay, so speaking of family-friendly, so Mr. Ratburn from Arthur, the public television network show, got married this past week, but his episode where he got married to his husband was not allowed to be aired in Alabama. Because I guess in Alabama, they didn't feel that that was, and Arkansas, they didn't feel that that was appropriate. So I always thought that Arthur, when I was younger, Arthur was an aardvark. Is he still an aardvark?
Yes, he is.
Okay, because I don't think that, like, he was, like, called, like, I thought the show was called, or I guess there was a book, Arthur the Aardvark, but I don't think that's, like clearly stated anymore. Mr. Ratburn is a rat, isn't he? Or is he also an aardvark?
He's a rat.
You say that with such authority. Do you watch Arthur often?
No, I remember Arthur as a child. But Arthur, he's an aardvark. Mr. Ratburn is a rat. I always thought his character was gay.
How? So I was like, oh. Okay. What characteristics did Mr. Ratburn exhibit that led you to question his sexuality?
I don't know. He's always given me that vibe of like, huh.
He was a little sweet.
Yes, especially the voice.
Oh, well, I mean, I think it's nice that PBS continues to stay on the cutting edge of examining different life choices and lifestyles. I shouldn't even say it like that. They've been open to showing children how to relate to different things in life. I think on Sesame Street last year, or maybe earlier this year, they introduced a character who had autism. And now I think they're introducing a character in foster care on Sesame Street. And I think that that's just really cool.
I'm still shocked that Arthur was still on the air.
Why?
It's been canceled so many different times. So then I was like, wait, it's back again?
If they keep bringing back Family Guy, I think it's only appropriate that we bring back family-friendly television like Arthur. I mean, they got rid of... So when I was younger, my favorite show was Mr. Rogers and Mathletes, which was like this math program... Square One. Mathletes was within Square One. So Square One was like this like variety show for kids that came on in the afternoon after school. And it was like educational. It was like an educational variety show. I love that show. Like, I don't even think they have things like that anymore unless like you're in middle school and still videos that your teacher puts on when they don't feel like doing the lesson plan today. But I know that you can get PBS. So like we're talking about Sony, you know, creating this new studio to create those things. If that's going to be something that's available on like a streaming service, if that's going to be in competition with, you know, right now we have Netflix, we have Hulu, which is really just Disney, because Disney is going to, you know, basically swallow up Hulu, so it's going to be one thing. You can get HBO, what is it now? You can have Stars on its own. You can have Amazon Prime. You can do Google Play. Like, you can have all these things. Why do people still have cable?
Some people just stuck in their ways. Right now, I'm going through a development in my household, and I'm trying to help my landlord cut the cord for everyone in this house. So we would have all Roku boxes and no DirecTV anymore.
I was reading an article today, and people, like, I had a conversation with one of my coworkers. You know, a certain show ended on Sunday. And the mass exodus from HBO since Sunday night is crazy. Like, they lost so many subscribers you know, for people who were only, you know, on their subscription, specifically HBO Now for Game of Thrones. And now that Game of Thrones is over, you know, they've canceled. And it's so funny how they started the episode with that like 2 minute preview of like, here's all the shows that are going to be coming. Please don't leave. That's basically what that was. And I think like, how do you deal, like, how do these companies deal with this? Like, I mean, I think some of the shows that are coming out are going to be pretty good. Like, I have no intentions of canceling because they did catch my eye with His Dark Materials. But like, I don't understand. Like, I think that it makes more sense to go the subscription route than the cable route, personally.
Well, me, I'm like, I'm not canceling. Well, I have other ways of watching certain television shows.
Which we are we're not promoting, but do what you want to do.
Exactly. But I have other ways in order for me to watch certain shows. But sometimes I might have to get a subscription service, something just to check something out if I can't get it by other means. Like, I still have my Netflix subscription. I have my Amazon Prime. I just got a free trial for HBO Go since we just got rid of all the premium channels.
Mm.
So, yeah. And I've been watching, besides Game of Thrones, the new show Chernobyl, which is very interesting.
Yeah, so I saw the previews for that, obviously, while watching American Gods. And that shit, not American Gods, Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, watching Game of Thrones, I was scared to watch it because I thought I would be like horrified by the thing, because that's a real story. Like, that happened to people.
Yeah, and that's kind of why it's like a 5-part mini series about the incident of Chernobyl, what they did, and kind of like how they tried to cover it up.
Okay.
But yeah, but it's been interesting so far in the first two episodes. I think it's usually been airing every Monday, the day after Game of Thrones. But I'm gonna finish the last few episodes when they come out in the next 2 weeks. But so far, so good. It's like something that's been keeping my interest to watch on HBO. Besides, I know that they have a lot of different stuff coming out right now. They have the Watchmen series. They have the one show with Zendaya. I really want to watch Euphoria.
Yes, my issue with all of these. So I was having this conversation today, and I feel like the thing about the subscription service and giving people the option to watch things when they want to, how they want to, on the services they want to, is we're not going to have any of these big events like Sunday night was. You know what I mean? Like Sunday night was the highest rated Game of Thrones episode of all time. And like, you know, we don't have those kinds of moments in television anymore where like everyone is watching this at the same time. You know, we're not going to have these like spoilery, like, oh my goodness, you need to watch this because everyone's going to be talking about it the next day. Like, we don't do that anymore because everyone is, you know, watching it when they feel like it or waiting for the whole season to drop so they can binge it. And it's just not the same feeling, you know?
Yeah, I think there's like certain shows that we've had over the years that we've been like, it's been like appointment television that you have to watch it.
That's the word, appointment television, right?
Yeah, like when Breaking Bad was on, when Lost was on. Those are shows that you would have to like, okay, it's Sunday night, I'm watching Breaking Bad. I have to watch because if I don't watch it, it's going to be ruined for me tomorrow because someone's going to say something at work or school, I'm gonna be upset. I didn't, because they'll ruin it for me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I just think it's interesting. And that leads me to this other thought process of the peer pressure to watch these shows. Well, the supposed peer pressure to watch these shows. So I saw a lot of posts recently of people who are, I guess, patting themselves on the back for never having watched Game of Thrones. And it's really annoying. like last week we talked about like the fans of the things that we like ruining the fandom because they are complaining about this thing that these creators have created for us to consume. But on the other side are these people who are like, oh, you like this thing? Like, why? And like, they also make it super annoying, don't you think?
Yeah. It comes to a point of like, I have no idea why you're talking to me about a show that you don't watch. So unless you're going to watch the show or have some type of constructive criticism on the show that you need to see in order to give me, I don't care about your opinion about not watching Game of Thrones or being a part of the group of people who never watched Game of Thrones at all. I used to be a part of that group until something in me made me want to watch Game of Thrones, and I watched Game of Thrones. But until you either watch a show or something, I don't need your opinion saying, well, I've never watched Game of Thrones, so why are you guys upset about it?
Right. Like, I mean, I saw a post where it was like, someone was like, I kudos to everyone who was able to fight the peer pressure to watch that dragon show. It shows that you have true self-control. And I was like, what? Like, I don't even understand what that means. Like, everyone who watched Game of Thrones doesn't have self-control. Like, we can't just have enjoyed or wanted to enjoy a show that was on television for our consumption. Like, that makes no sense. And then someone wrote a post that was like, these are also the same people who, like, when Beyonce drops anything, they act like the whole world has changed. Like, stop. Like, let's not do this. Please not do this.
When I saw everyone watching the Homecoming documentary and everything, I'm like, okay, I don't need to go talk about it. Say, oh, I'm going to watch it or not going to watch it. I just didn't watch it and get my opinion to myself about it. There's no reason for me to go talking about, I'm not really like a Beyonce fan like that, so I didn't watch her documentary.
Yes, I can honestly say I've grown as a person. When Lemonade came out, because at the time I was not, I can say it's before that, this is a side hustle before we move to the next segment. I used to be the kind of person where if everybody liked a thing, it made me uncomfortable. And so I was like, I don't want to like that thing. Like a natural contrarian. I am less that now. But still, you know, it makes me a little wary. Groupthink is a thing. So, you know, I'm a little wary when everybody likes it. But, you know, some things are just good. And my issues with Beyonce were not related to her music not being good. Her music is obviously amazing. But it was with her personally, so whatever. I didn't watch Lemonade because people were acting like it was the second coming, and I just was not interested and still have not heard it. But I'm sure it's very good. I have no qualms that it's not. But I think that I also haven't seen... I saw Homecoming live at when the Coachella thing was on, but I haven't seen the Netflix thing because I already saw the concert, so I think I'm good. But I'm glad that people can enjoy the things that they enjoy, and I'm not going to yuck their yum like we talked about last week. Because if people like a thing and it's not hurting anyone, then you should let them like that thing. Speaking of liking that thing, let's get to the cut. So, Rashawn, Did you like the ending of Game of Thrones?
I, with my opinion, the ending was fine. There is nothing that they could have done more with the show than what they did, since those books aren't done and they were given an outline of how the show would end. Even though George R.R. Martin recently just said he's going to have a different ending, I am fine with the ending that the showrunners gave Game of Thrones. It was a
All
fine
right.
ending.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna have to say I am in agreement with you. In so much that I think that everyone got a completion to their story arc. So I was okay. My pet peeves, my issues are as follows. I want to know where the dragon went. I don't like the arc that Sansa had. It actually makes me angry. Just because I feel like that's an arc we see all the time. And I don't like this idea that a woman who is, self-righteous, self-absorbed, and I shouldn't say woman, girl, child, woman, child, who is self-righteous, self-absorbed, full of herself, not naive, has to then be broken, beaten, raped, humbled to then harden and then become, get her glow up, get her upgrade. I don't like that story. I don't, why must you go through pain and heartache to become a queen? Like, why can't you learn and prosper and strengthen through positivity and become queen? Like, where was that story? Like, no one in this show got that story. None of the women got that story. So that bothered me. I also just don't like Sansa. Like, I just never liked her. Like, I've mentioned that many times. So, like, for her at the end to be like, yeah, bro, you're cool. Sorry, spoilers, but whatever, you guys knew that. For her at the end to be like, yeah, my brother, and we'll talk about Bran. Yeah, my brother, you will be an excellent king, but I ain't bending no knee. I wanted to like punch her in the face. But, I get it. She deserved that from the storyline that we have been fed this whole season. You know what I mean? Like, I understand why I don't like it.
You know what the issue there is? They never gave her the opportunity to actually talk and convey her issues that she had with Danny, her real issues with Danny, because
Right, because it didn't make any sense. Why are you being snarky to this woman who came to save your? I was about to cuss, my bad. Why did you? What? It's like she has cut. Like you understand why your brother, who's not actually your brother brought her here. But you, this attitude don't make no sense. It's just I didn't like her. Didn't like her. Didn't like her. Didn't like her. Now she queen. Walking around with her like her stuff don't stink. That's okay. That was my issue. Stop you laughing at me. That's okay. That made me mad. It made me upset. But the rest of the show, great, cool. Brienne writing lovely things about the man who broke her heart. I also felt a way only because I've been there. I understand why she did it. It still hurt because, like, girl, don't do that. But why didn't you turn the page and then write your story, Brienne? Why don't you rep you, girl? You are now the King's Guard. Come on. Whatever. Women need
But
to.
her story's not her
I know
story's
her
not
story's not
over
done.
yet,
I get
though.
it. I know. It just, I want more for women, okay, Rashawn? I need more. And then you got Arya going off to be Columbus and contaminate and bring colonialism, you know, colonizing other people.
She's traveling. She's gonna go explore what
the colonizer. She laughed like the rest of them, Rashawn.
Arya is the greatest character on this show.
She sniggered when Sam was like, "Let's let the people vote," and they was like, "What?" And then we gonna let the dogs vote too? Nah, she sniggered like the rest of them, like the rest of them Republicans up there. Nah, no.
Oh my goodness.
No.
Okay. I feel like you're upset that the Starks came up in the end.
I kind of am. Who are the Starks? Why did they get to come up?
They've been shitted on since the beginning. You've had Ed. Red Wedding. The Starks have been through this.
It is the story. The story was always about the Starks. I get that. I do. I understand. But here's my thing. As a reader of sci-fi books, if I do not find a character that I love and can root for, I do not like the book. I was on this side and in the corner of Daenerys Targaryen. And you know what? She's dead.
You know what I'm upset about in that point of view? Arya should have killed her.
No, no, no. Disagree.
I need Arya to kill her only so that Jon couldn't do it.
I needed Jon to do it because that made more sense. Who else was going to get close enough to her to do it?
Arya.
No, because she was going to pass her way in? No.
Mm-hmm. No, how many times she snuck up on Jon like crazy up there. I'm like, where did Arya come from?
Yeah, she wouldn't have snuck up on the dragon.
She snuck up on the Night King.
She would not have snuck up on the dragon.
She snuck up on the Night King. She can kill anyone.
She would not have snuck up on the dragon. She would have got burnt to a crisp.
She didn't need to sneak up on the dragon. She didn't need to get inside the castle. And she could have slipped by that dragon going another way because everything's broken, destroyed. And she would have went to that Iron Throne and slit Dany's throat as soon as she sat down.
No, I didn't need Arya. Arya's done too much. She would have become a Mary. If she had done that, she would have been a Mary Sue and it would have been annoying. No,
She's not a Mary Sue because she's been training since day one. She's been training since the beginning of the series.
I hear you. Yes,
I'm like, it's not like, oh, Arya has all these magical, like, Arya's been about that life.
I think it would have been too much. I think we needed Jon to do something, and I think he did the thing he needed to do.
And you know what? I listened to another podcast, and they had a good suggestion, and this is like this. Jon takes the throne, but then says, I'm not, they elect Jon the king, and Jon says, no, I don't want the crown, I'm going to take the black, give it the brand.
I mean, I like that he went to the north with the free folk, because he didn't want the crown. He wasn't a Stark. He never really felt like a Stark anyway. And I think the ending for Jon makes sense. I like that he's the one who killed Dany. That made sense to me. I would have liked to have seen the dragon burn, like try to burn him and him not burn to like confirm his Targaryen-ness. But, you know, the dragon bowing to him at the end, that was enough, I guess.
Yeah, well, Jon, it's like, I felt like it's like this. Bran becomes king of the six kingdoms. Sansa becomes the king of the queen of the north. Arya becomes the explorer out there. Jon becomes, unfortunately, because Jon's always going to be that leader, He's going to become king beyond the wall to the free folk. And
yeah, that's so it. all the Starks get to come up. Yep.
And I kind of said, like, they basically lied the Grey Worm and they said John's going to take the Black, but there's no one at Castle Black to really do anything because John
and nobody's gonna come check up on him either. Yeah, that was they totally lied to. But I mean, they've been mistreating the Black people, the brown people from the get go on this show. So I mean, that's not a shock.
Yeah, I kind of want to see how the spinoffs work since there's a good amount of brown people, a good another brown and Black folk on that sequel, on that spinoff.
I thought they said they weren't doing the spinoff.
No, there's three of them in development. One of them's either coming out next year or the following year, but they've already casted for it, and they've already have directors, everything. I know one of them isn't going to happen, but they still have three of them that's in development now. They've already got one that's greenlit, and the other three are being talked about, but they don't know which ones they want to, like, put out there. Like, one season is going to be of, like, one spinoff show, then possibly another season of the other spinoff show, and, like, alternate year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which would be, like, but that just gives George R. R. Martin more money, because it'll be based off his books, but nothing from the book itself. There's no books about this stuff, which is good.
He's making out good, you're saying. He's making out like a bandit.
But he ain't gonna finish this stupid book stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Such it is.
Yeah, his other show that he had on Sci-Fi got canceled too, so. Oh, well.
What other show?
Something involving like aliens or something, but I know it got canceled like after like one season. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, you got other stuff out there, George. Maybe you can finish a book and not work on your other books and not finish the book series that everyone wants you to finish.
That's crazy. Crazy. So what are we going to watch next?
I want to check out that Dark Material show.
Yes, me too.
Watchmen is on my eye because Regina King. And I want to see that Zendaya show, Euphoria. Because it looks interesting, and I'm fine with a lot of these young actors, because a lot of these young actors are going to be, like, the next up-and-coming ones, so. What about you? You got any prospects of, like, what's next to really watch?
No, yeah, you named it. I'm just gonna watch those Dark Materials. You know, I'm not really like up on what's coming up on those things, but I'm gonna go to Amazon and see what they not Amazon. Yes, Amazon and Netflix and see what they suggest to me.
That's good. See some good suggestions.
Yep. All right. Now that we've debated, or rather, now that we've made the cut, time for the first deal. What movies have you seen, planned to see, or are upcoming?
I saw John Wick 3, Parabellum, and it is a great action movie, and I cannot wait until the fourth one.
So I was just saying to someone the other day that I apparently am going to have to get on this John Wick bandwagon because I've been hearing such amazing things and they're going to be making a John Wick 4. Now, I haven't watched John Wick I think because I think I saw the trailer for it and it reminded me of Mission Impossible. So I don't generally do certain action movies because I think they're too, like, if I think they're too violent, like if I think they're going to be too like gory violent, not gory, but you know, like you see the like person's head turn and like they look super dead, or there's like blood, or like you see the bullet coming. Like I don't really like that. Like Deadpool is a lot. Like I saw it because comic book movie and funny, but like it was a lot. And so I thought John Wick was like of that vein, so I didn't see it. Am I correct? Yeah.
John Wick is violent, but it's more of like it's a lot of gunplay.
But is it bloody?
Like
do you see the blood, or do you just
say, like,
do you just see like people getting shot and then they fall over, or do you see them getting shot and then you see like the bullet come out of them?
You usually see like the you like they'll get shot in the head, then like that is like you're not seeing like heads blow up or anything like that.
Okay. Then that's doable.
Yeah, and like you kind of sympathize with his story of like the very beginning.
His dog died because they killed his dog.
It's like this. The movie opens up.
Ruin it for me.
It's the first minute.
Don't you still shouldn't ruin the movie for me?
It's the reason it's about the dog. It's from his dying wife.
That's
her last gift to him was that dog. It was personal. So once they killed the dog, it became an issue.
Mm.
And I'm like, you would sympathize with that one right there with him, like, aww.
I mean, I guess. We'll see. But the fact that they're going to be making a fourth movie, I said, okay, there must be something here. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I'm one of those people who, like, will always go to see a Fast and Furious movie. Like, I'll never not. But then, like, I'm not tied to, like, there are some people who will, like, always go to see a Rock movie because they like The Rock. But, like, I'll see that spinoff with him. What is it? Hobbs and Shaw. See that.
That looks amazing.
But I didn't go see Skyscraper or that, like, Godzilla knockoff because I was like, I don't care.
That's based off a video game.
What's based off a video game?
That the Godzilla ripoff thing, Rampage.
So here's the thing. Rampage looked really cool in the previews. Like I was like, I could almost be interested in this because like that gorilla was kind of cool looking and like it looked kind of cool. But you know, because I kind of like science gone weird sometimes. As long as it's not dinosaurs, because those aren't a thing. But like I wasn't interested because I didn't understand like why we were doing all these like big monster movies, because it was like that there was like two other big monster movies too much.
Now we got Godzilla. I think that one comes out next week or this week.
I know so many people are super psyched about that.
Yeah, I kind of am a little bit because I'm like it looks good and I'm like, what's the name for Game of Thrones is in it? So I was like, yay.
Who from Game of Thrones is in it?
Tywin Lannister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so yeah,
I wouldn't be seeing Godzilla because, you know, I don't do monster movies generally. But if I hear really good things, I might. I just don't know the backstory of Godzilla. The movie that I am sad that I missed last week because I wasn't focused on what I needed to do with my life, is Rocket Man.
Yep, and I really want to see that movie as well because it is directed by the guy who actually directed Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, then I know it's going to be good. Bohemian Rhapsody was so good. And it also has the dude from... I always say Golden Circle, but it's Gentleman. What's it called? Peggy. What's his name?
Edgerton.
Edgerton, yes. But what is his name? What's the name of the movie?
Kingsman.
Kingsman, thank you. His Majesty's whatever. Anyways, Kingsman. I love those movies. Both of them. The Golden Circle and the original. Kingsman. That the dude from Kingsman is amazing. And he is playing Elton and he sings and his voice is good. And I'm excited. So I need to rectify that. So I'm gonna try. But this weekend, Aladdin, Prince Ali himself is coming to the theaters, live action. So excited.
I know. And
how excited I am? I'm so excited.
I'm excited because I'm like, okay, because those are two good musical movies that I want to see.
I know.
So I'm like, oh, yeah, especially Rocket Man, too, because Richard Madden,
mm-hmm.
aka Rob Stark, is what's the name's lover. So,
ooh, yeah, it's gonna be, yeah. So, I need to see both of these movies ASAP.
The reviews have been good so far from like I've seen for like social media. Like, they kind of say Will Smith is like perfectly casted as the genie.
It's really difficult to step into the shoes of Robin Williams. Like, I remember I went to go see the musical when it first opened on Broadway, and I was like, I don't know, man. How do you do the genie? But the guy who opened the character on stage, I forget, it was this black guy, I forget his name, I feel bad. He did an amazing job. And I was like, okay, well, it's going to be different. Like, you can never, like, you're never going to be the same as Robin freaking Williams. But I'm looking forward to what the Fresh Prince does with the role.
Yeah, and I really want to see how this movie does. And I feel like
there's too many people naysaying it before it's even got wings.
Yeah, because like I feel like no one really had like that kind of fate, because I know Will Smith was like in talks with Disney to do, like, he was in talks to either do Dumbo or do Aladdin, because he was approached.
What have you done in Dumbo?
He was gonna take the Colin Farrell role.
Oh, so the kids would have been black, or they would have been mixed?
Yeah, they would have been black.
They would have been mixed. They would have put him with a white lady.
Probably.
It would have been the same little girl. Watch. It would have been. Never mind. Let me be quiet. It probably would have been the same little girl and the mixed little boy, and they would have called, like, his wife would have been some white lady. Watch. That's what it would have been.
Possibly. But I remember when at one point he was attached to the movie, then there's like, okay, well, he dropped out and they got him to do for anyone, and it's something different. And I like his take of him saying that, like, I kind of was like, I'm going to be a young, charismatic Will Smith in order for this role, like a French Prince of Bel-Air type of character, bringing that to Aladdin and being the genie. And from the, like, the clips and stuff, I'm like, I buy him as genie. He's perfect.
Well, that sounds excellent. That sounds excellent. All right. Let's make a bid. Debate time. Not debate. Yes, either or. Let's talk best and worst series finales. Now, you said you were okay with the ending of Game of Thrones. What is your best and worst series series finale?
Best Breaking Bad. As the best series finale. Worse? It's a tie between Dexter and Lost.
So I've seen none of those shows, but I have heard the complaints for all of them. Let's see. I think one of my least favorite series finales was Seinfeld. I thought it was silly. I was dumb. But as a show about nothing, I mean, what can you really expect? When Roseanne first ended, that was kind of dumb as well. It was stupid. Back before she was crazy and turned into what she is now, that show ended with her like waking up and it was silly. It was just dumb. It's like she won the lottery and it was weird and Dan was dead and it was dumb. And then what's some good ones? The Cosby Show ended pretty nicely. That was nice. The old movie, yeah, that was cool. I don't know, like most of the shows that I watched when I watched television religiously didn't get like good series finales because they were just like canceled, you know?
True. Kind of like I used to like Moesha, but that just ended on a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Like the shows I watched didn't finalize. Like then just like what happens next?
Yeah, because a lot of the shows kind of like thought they had time, they were getting renewed, but one thing led to another. It's like, oh, you're canceled. That's it.
Yeah. And then like I remember by the time I got to college or graduated from college, like I wasn't really watching TV like that. Like I was definitely more into like building my DVD collection, just like watching movies, going out to movies. Like when I was in Texas, I literally went to the movies at least once a week, if not twice. And then when I was home with my roommate, we were watching DVDs every night. So this was before like, or watching Netflix. This was before like there was Hulu and like choices. We were either watching a Netflix movie or, and when I say a Netflix movie, I mean like a disc from Netflix.
No Blockbuster?
Oh yeah, we used to go to the Blockbuster at least once a week and we would go to the discount bin and buy like two or three movies because they were like $2 or $3. Man, we had, you know, me and my roommate used to, both of our DVD collections are ridiculous. Like, we still have that hundreds and hundreds of DVDs. It's not even, because I have, like, all the Disney DVDs twice over. Like, I have the, like, DVD, and then I have the Blu-ray. But then, like, I have some of the DVDs I have, like, twice, because there's, like, the Diamond Collection, and then there's the Platinum Collection, and there's, like, different things as far as, like, features. It's disgusting. It's what it is. Oh, my friends. I think that's books made. What are you doing this weekend? It is Memorial Weekend, as you know, where we will be remembering our service members, specifically those that we have lost in combat. But do you have plans? Do you have some time off?
This weekend, I know that I have Saturday, Sunday. Busy, Chris. No.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm off Monday because the holiday.
Yeah.
But I have, like, really nothing planned. I have nothing planned until next week.
Well, you should get you some plans. Probably. And it sounds like you have three free days.
True. I don't feel like doing anything, like, unless someone has, like, a cookout.
I'm sure somebody will, because I think this weather is going to ride out, and I am hoping it will, because this weekend I am headed to New Orleans.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to try and see one of these movies while I'm there. I tell you that. I'm either going to see Aladdin or Elton Rocket Man while I'm in New Orleans. But yeah, I'm headed to New Orleans this weekend. There's actually a music festival, jazz festival down there while I'm there. So I will try to check that out. Culture and Art Festival. While I'm there, I'm going to be visiting the first cemetery where Nicolas Cage has his pyramid, for where he wants to get buried is there. So that should be interesting. So it should be a fun weekend. I do hope that you are able to make some plans and make use, or if not, have a nice little staycation and binge some excellent television and movies.
Yeah, I gotta find some new picks for Netflix to watch. I might try to check out Star Trek Discovery.
That's an option. Or what about any new video games coming up?
Yeah. Nothing new right now. Summer is kind of like light. There's really nothing like new that comes out. Gosh. Only around the fall and spring.
Oh, I didn't know that about video games. Well, sir, I hope that you are able to enjoy the weekend. And as always, it was a lovely speaking with you.
Same here. It's always nice speaking to you as well.
All right.
Our listeners.
Yes. Yes. Thanks for listening. You know where to find us on social media. 2AP Studios on Instagram and Twitter. Thanks for the follows and the likes. Please comment and share. We love that as well. And on Facebook at 2 and a Possible. And you could also follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter as well. See you next week, sir.
See you next week.
Bye.
You just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.